When you come up with our copies, we're going to give you the revised copies of part one, week one. Week one of our study together in the book of Genesis. And we're going to give that to you when they come back up. Okay, let's go to John 17 tonight. That's where we are. John 17 tonight, chapter 17, Christ's prayer. To be glorified, prayer for the apostles. He prayed for all believers. All right. Last week we talked about spending quite a time, bit of time on the verse 1 and 2. But we're going to try to move on, but we're not going to get in a hurry. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, and we talked about the hours come, glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as those who have given him. And we know you have denoted Matthew 28, 18 to 20, 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6, Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, and Colossians 1, 18. Talked about Christ being the head of the church, whereby power was given to him by God the Father through the Holy Spirit, that he may glorify, that we may be glorified. And I give it to you again. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6. Ephesians chapter 1, 22, 23. And Colossians 1, 18. And that's what you need to see. You need to see Christ, God gave him power over all flesh that we may have life, that he may glorify his Father, that we may be glorified by being members of the church. Y'all got that? Because verse 3, it says, and this is life eternal. See, Romans 6, 23. That they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Underline that word know, 1 John 5:13, that we may know these things based on what we study. Based on that which is written. See, that's how we have life in Christ Jesus, because the power was given to him by the Father, that he may glorify the Father, that he may be glorified, and in turn we glorify by letting our light shine. But it begins with that concept of knowing thee, the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. See, he sent only him into this world, Luke 19:10, to seek and save that which was lost, amen, that we may have life. But to have life, you got to know who Jesus, amen. To know Jesus, you got to be where? In his church, amen. See, you can't be outside his church and say you know him. Because Ephesians 1:3 says all spiritual blessings are in what? So to be in Christ Jesus, to receive that power, you got to be in him, Galatians 3:27. And that is, to be in him is to be a part of his church, whereby he is the head of the church. And see, a lot of people don't understand that concept. See, to be faithful, see, a lot of people are in the church, but they're still not faithful. See, to be faithful in the church is the only way you're going to be able to utilize his power in order for to let our light shine. Because if you're not faithful, you're not utilizing the power. Amen. That's the reason why you go to James and resist the devil, and he'll do what? The reason why he says submit. To resist, to draw. Amen. See, you got to submit through knowledge, right? See, once you get that knowledge through submission, then you're going to resist in order to draw. See, you can't draw if you don't resist. You can't resist if you don't know. I mean, how are you going to resist something that you don't know anything about? See, you can't do it. See, you got to be able to submit. See, that's why the Bible said, come ye out from among them. See, love not the world. See, you can't serve two masters, Matthew 6, 24. See, a lot of us want to try to solve the problem with the world. You can't solve the problem with the world. You got to come from out of the world. Amen. See, that's what he's talking about. See, we talked about it in James. Go to James right quick. And then we'll come back. We talked about that on Sunday morning in James. Amen. See, we talk about that. Look what he says in James. So in James chapter 3, he talks about, see, beginning in verse 11, 3:11. See, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? It don't happen that way, do it. Either going to get what, sweet water, or it's going to get bitter water, but ain't going to get both. Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive tree, bear it, eat a vine, fig, so can no fountain both yield salt water and flesh. Then he goes on that concept. To be wise, you got to have knowledge. Amen. See, you got to know. See, the same thing Jesus is saying back here. See, you can't know. See, you can't know. See, and glorify. See, you got to know to glorify. Know when you're going to glorify, you have to submit. Because we can't have Jesus on our own terms. See, and that's the point that Jesus is trying to get them to see. He said, my hour has come. He said, I came here now to do what I need to do. Now, I'm going to die on the cross. But what you got to understand, too, what's going to happen when I die. See, what we need to know, Romans 15:4, whatsoever things are written aforetime written for our learning. See, we're here to learn how to spiritual applicate so that we can learn how to know so we can glorify. Because see, if we can't glorify, we can't use the power. Or the power ain't working. See, the power transforms you, right? The power change your thinking, right? The power make you make right decisions, am I right? See, there's no decision that you made if it's made outside this book. Because anytime you make a decision outside this book, you are dealing with things not what? Spiritual, but you're dealing with things come. Or as James says, those things which are above versus things which are below. See, and a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of people say, well, I come to church when I want to. I pray when I want to. I study when I want to. See, you don't do when you want to. See, you do it because you want to grow. See, you can't grow. You can't grow with 50%. You got to grow with 110%. See, God said, if I can have all of you, I don't want none of you. Because I'm a jealous God. You see what I mean? And that's what he's saying here in verse 3. See, and this is life eternal. See, everybody wants life eternal, but the question is, do you know what it takes to get life eternal? Go ahead, brother. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. It's been raining throughout the game, so we've only had the infield cover. That's a 10-4-6. Mm-hmm. Those are some soggy baselines at the moment. A little bit harder to steal the base. Yeah. That's right. Well, look at verse 4 because this is the way he's saying it. See, he said, I have glorified thee. So I came to do what you sent me to do. Right? He said, on this earth. Where are we at? On this earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Revelation 2:10, right? Be thou faithful unto what? Where are we faithful? On the earth. See, he sent us here to finish the course. And the reason why he put us here. Do you sometimes wonder why people know why we're here? I mean, do people really know why we were born into this world? Seriously. I mean, what purpose do we exist? I mean, to be the successful, to be the president, to be the most well-educated. I mean, why are we here? We're only here for one reason. Work out our salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2:20. Jesus says in Matthew 16, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and do what? What did he tell Jesus? Should never even been born. what Judas did when Judas betrayed Jesus and sold Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver, what he did. He said, you should have never even been born. That's a wasted life. For you to come here and die the way you died and did what you did, your life was wasted. Come look here. What I'm saying is, number one, when you see us, God made us in his image. Genesis 1:26. Right? You say, what's the image of God? John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Point number three. See, he didn't leave it right there because he said, now, what I'm going to do, because, see, you're made in my image. My image is the spirit. It's a spiritual realm. So if Philippians 2:5, if we're going to have the mind of Christ, Romans 12:2, if we're going to be not conformed but be transformed by the renewing of mind, it got to be something here that make us get that way. And you know what it's called? James 1:25. It's the perfect law of liberty. This book, the 66 books that I'm holding in my hand, this is all man needs to have life. When I speak of life, I speak of it in two ways. Number one, I speak of life while we're living and life after death. See, even while we're living, see, peace, joy, happiness, all is consumed in spiritual walk through understanding. Am I right? That you may have joy. Am I right? These things were written that you may have what? Joy. So if joy is not in your life, if confusion in your life, if you don't have peace in your life, something is wrong. You are so wrong. Because that was not the intent of God. Amen. See, God is a good God. You know, even after Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, God could have turned his back on man. He gave man everything that they possibly could want, told them to multiply and reproduce. And even when they sinned, he still made a way. Amen? That's why Acts 17:30 is so relevant at a time God winked at. But now he commands all men everywhere to repent. Because, brother, there would not be no excuses. Because, see, he did everything. That's what we're talking about tonight. See, well, even what we're talking about tonight, when you look at what he's saying here, he said, now, God the Father, you gave me power. And see, this power was given to me so that I can glorify my Father, so that I can be glorified. And not only are I going to be glorified, but all my children are going to be heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. But all this comes about because he wants us to have life. Amen. See, and that's what he's saying here. Look at verse 4. He said, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Now stop right there. Question. How is Jesus glorified? He's glorified, number one, through his church. By him being the head of the church. Am I right? Go with me in the book of Ephesians right quick. I want to read something to you. In the book of Ephesians chapter 3. Justin Upton on deck for the Braves. Whole chapter good, but we're going to begin in verse 10. See, Ephesians 3:10, look what he says here. He says, starting in verse 9. He says, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God who created all things by Jesus Christ. Genesis 1:26. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose, that's what I'm saying, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom We have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him, which is Jesus. So when you talk about glorification, well, see, he's glorified through the intent and purpose what God did before the foundation of the world, Ephesians chapter 1. That Jesus be glorified, how is he to be glorified? Through the church. That's through the life that we live. Amen. How you think God must feel? If we can just bring fast forward time and bring the Apostle Paul back, Peter back, and me and Fraser pick him up at the airport. Okay? And we said, well, Paul, Peter, we want to take you through Birmingham and show you Birmingham. And I ride down 3rd Avenue. He looks up and says, what this church called St. Paul? And I ride through. He said, here's a church called St. John. And I ride through. Here's a church named after Peter. And I ride through all, he see all these different churches named after different men. What do you think Paul would say? What do you think Peter would say? Go to 1 Corinthians 1 answers the question. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and let me show you. And I'm going to tie that into glorification. Because over in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, look what's being said here. Because that was a problem here. Amen. A problem of division. In 1 Corinthians 1:10, amen. He said, now I beseech you, brethren, y'all know do better word, brother, right? By the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing. And that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Well, let me start right there. Why did he not want division? See, when we are divided, we can't glorify. When we are divided, we lose power. Amen. See, we lose the benefits that we have by being one. Y'all remember over Genesis 11? Huh? Because they were what? Look at verse 11. For it had been declared to me, it had been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which is a house of cloak, that there was contention, division among you. Now, this I say, that every one of you said, I am what? I am what? I what? I am Christ. Stop right there. Now, if you were to go downtown Birmingham in the morning and ask the question, what church you go to? People say, well, I am of. I am of. I am of. I am of. Is that right or wrong? You go to work and you ask that question. If you got 10 or 15 people that work with you, ask that question. What are you religiously? I bet you, if I was a bad man, but I'm not, that they'd give you the same response that we see over here in verse number 12. Y'all with me? People ask me that all the time. What are you? I say, a Christian. Well, I know you're a Christian, but what are you? What do you want me to be? Can't be nothing but a Christian, Acts 11, 26, right? Based on my knowledge, right? Based on the power that I received. Amen. Because see, what I'm trying to do, glorify him. Amen. That is, because he's the head of the church. Now look what it says, verse 13. He asked the question, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? You hear the language that he's talking? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. Lest any should say that I baptized in my own what? See, the reason why he's saying that, brother, because see, when we do that, we lose sight of the intent and the purpose and the manifold wisdom of God that we read in Ephesians 3:10 as to why Jesus came. Or when we live raggedy lives, that we can't be a light bearer. That when people see us, you hear me say this all the time, we are the window of what people see. And do you not realize the way people see us, that God gonna hold us accountable because we call ourselves Christians?
Do you hear what I just said? When people see you in such a way that Christ cannot be glorified and will cause that person not to want to obey the gospel, God gonna hold us accountable for that. Because see, it's better that you not have known than to know in turn. See, Peter said, you're worse than a dog who literally eats his vomit. Because see, we're no use to the church. See, a hypocrite. See, someone who can't let his light shine. See, they no use to the church. Christ cannot be glorified. We missed the whole point what he's trying to get us to see. Now, the hour has come. Now, I got to go back. Now, when I'm going back, I'm going to leave you back here. And I'm going to give you that same power that he gave me. Why? Because I glorified him. He glorified me. Now, you're going to glorify me back because I'm the head of the church. Isn't that what he said? Amen. See, not no man-made church. Paul said, I baptized none of you. You weren't baptized in my name. Neither people say, well, no, I know. I know we weren't baptized. Well, how can you be baptized in something other than Jesus Christ? How can you start off something wrong and then end up right? Amen. You ever cook something? Experimental? And say, well, I'm going to see how this is going to taste? You understand what I'm saying? You can't start off wrong in the right. Because, see, it's all in a process of knowing. How do we know? By the power of the word. Because everything we do, we're going to get book, chapter, and verse. Am I right? We're not going to add to. We're not going to take away. Everything that we're going to do, book, chapter, and verse. Am I right? When we sing, we get book, chapter, and verse. Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15. See, James, we give you book, chapter, and verse. We just don't do it. We ain't like that brother in Romans 15:12. Well, we clap because of the Lord. That's dumb. Just because you want to clap, well, that's to abuse God's word to satisfy what you want to do. Am I right? But everything that we do, the Lord's Supper. Some may say, well, y'all ain't going to take up no money tonight. Well, it ain't the first day of the week. 1 Corinthians 16:1-2. And these just small facts. But let's go back to glorification. It's just living the Christian life. Growing. Maturing. And that's the reason why, brother, I'm excited, brother. I got another comment today. They late, but they still send it to me. Huh? Well, that's all right. We're going to put it in the beginning of next week. Because I've been reading those comments all week, haven't you? What other people say. Am I right? See? Because, see, when I read yours, John, it makes me feel good. When I read yours, Cat, Sister Cat, you make me feel good. See, when I read your phrase, oh, I love Sister Terry McDonald-Hampton. It was so good. She's the first one that sent me one. All right? Then John cheering start trickling in Sunday night. See? And you know it's Sister Doris sent one. Amen? And y'all know what? It's just going to get good and good. Because see, what you're doing, you're taking the book of Genesis, am I right? See, me and her were talking about that before y'all came. And we were saying, well, I know God got control. But you know Jacob was something else. Jacob, his mama did some terrible things. And then he just didn't stop there. He went old Laban, didn't he? And then old Laban wasn't too good himself. Ain't that something? He fooled him with them animals, didn't he, brother? And then he came back and said, well, how can you say I did you wrong? And look what you did to me. Ain't that something? And me and her were talking about that, and I read that, and I said, man, I mean, here, it's just as crooked wannabe. But God's will was still being done. Now, we might not understand because, you know, we just got to read in Ephesians 3. A lot of it is a mystery. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to say. But when we're, and when we're reading all this here, and I'm just sitting there, and I find myself yesterday going, when I realized I'm about on 34, and I know we ain't supposed to go to 32 today. You understand? Because it got too interesting. I said, I'll put this thing on gold. And I read that over and over again, but it's just so interesting. Then I got over there to Bethel. And see, people want to name Bethel churches after Bethels. Yeah. That's right. But see, the whole point I'm saying is growth process, isn't it? It's an edification process, see? And you ain't going to tell me if you're doing the right and you're understanding the right, and in 52 weeks, you compile those things, you go back and read it, man, you're going to have some power on your hands. Man, you're going to have some dynamite on your hands. And I'm like, I don't see how people just can't get excited about this yet. But see, it's all a part of this glorification process that we're talking about. And what Jesus is trying to get them to see, now the hour has come, now he's going to give me power. Now this power is going to be given because, see, I did what I came to do, and I glorified him. Now he's going to glorify me back, amen, and making me to be the head of the church, am I right? And in that process, through your knowledge and my knowledge, you can get that same power so you can glorify. Do y'all see that? That's that ripple effect. Amen. Why? That we may have eternal life. See, not only life when we leave here, but a peaceful life right now. Because it don't make sense. It just don't make sense. And I think about life, and I think about all the confusion, and I think about all the things I've been through, hard time dealing with hard-headed, crazy people. It don't have to be that way. Because number one, if you're crazy and you're hard-headed, you ain't got the fool with you. Because the Bible said, come ye out from what? See? Be ye separate, what? Touch not, what? Taste not, handle not. You ain't got to be around. And people say, well, you can show some love. I can show some love by not fooling with you. Amen? Because see, nobody know your spirituality no better than what? You do. And I'm not going to let nobody come around me, come up in my house and be in my what? My safety zone. I call it safety zone. With your mouth and with your action, they're going to cause me to lose my life. Because see, what it does affects the what? Mindset. See, here you are. You're a Christian, right? See, you got a safety zone all around you. It's the power of the word. Amen. I'm not going to let you get up in my ear and speak what? Something that's going to pull from it. See, I'm not going to let you come in my house and bring things that going with that I know that don't need to be a part of my life to pull me not to be able to glorify. But see, we'd be surprised. Oh, it's going to be all right. Then we begin to make excuses. See, ain't with your children, your family members, or wherever it may be. You have to make a decision. Then Jesus said you got to hate your father, your mother, your brother, your sister for my sake. Ain't that what he said? See? My sister was telling me the other day. She said, you know, I understand you're preaching everything. And she said, but, I mean, you just could have took off because you should have been there at my aunt's funeral. I said, who are you talking to?
You?
No, you ain't talking to me.
But she did. And then I could do for her. Now, I got to keep my life. You understand what I'm saying? I visit with her while she's living. You know, we have a good relationship. You understand what I'm saying? But there's nothing that I can do. I mean, what I'm going to do? Is that being ugly? See, that's my mindset. See, you don't tell me how to control my mindset because I know what I need to do to keep transforming. You understand what I'm saying? Now, if they would have had it at 11 o'clock in the day, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, yeah, I would have win. But see, between 6:30 and 7:30 on that day, if I wouldn't have been here, I wasn't going to get it back. Would it? Now, John just gave me a tape, but it's just going to be the same.
And then my brothers and sisters need us here, don't we? See, we need one another here to edify and to build one another up. Am I right? See, y'all with me? Because see, what we're trying to do, we're trying to take that power that he gave, right? Because he said that power he gave me, am I right? And through that power, see, the hour has come. Now, I'm going to glorify him. And through that same power, I'm going to be glorified. Because you know what? I'm going to build a church. And in that church, we all are in the ecclesia, am I right? And what we're doing, we're all letting our light shine. By the life that we live. Oh, yeah, we're going to make mistakes. We're going to sin. We're going to err. That's the reason why we got the blood of Jesus Christ. Am I right? See, I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to get on your nerve. It's going to be time. You're going to have to come to me and straighten me out. And we're going to straighten one another out, amen? And the reason why, because we want that life. Because, see, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? What good being here when you ain't happy? I'm serious. I ain't talking about, see, we measure happiness with success. Well, I got a job you got, you know, how much money you make, where you live, what you drive. Man, that don't amount to nothing. You came to the world with nothing, sure you're going to leave with nothing. But I do know that every one of us, when we see a day, we got 24 hours. And it don't make sense to be in it and don't be happy about that day. It don't make sense to wake up mad. It don't make sense to go on a job you don't like and you just miserable all day. You think about this here. You go somewhere and stay from 8 to 5 and you angry all day. You don't like nobody there. They don't like you. You understand what I'm saying? When you leave there, you messed up. Then more than likely, because you messed up, you're going to come that same spirit, and you're going to bring it home with you. Am I right? It ain't worth it. But people say, well, I got me a good job. God don't bless me. How can he bless you with something that you're not happy with? You understand what I'm saying? That's the reason why. He said, come ye out from among them. Go ahead. Well, see, the spirit could either be spiritual or carnal. Am I right? Am I right? See, go back to James right quick. I want to read something to you. See, in James chapter 4, he began to talk about the spirit, right? Y'all with me? And that's where life is. See, either you're right or you're wrong. You can't be had right. Am I right? So you can't be happy on Sunday. Or you can't be happy while you're here. And so, oh man, gotta go back to that hellish state. You understand what I'm saying? See, look what he said here. He said, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Now this is an individual thing. Right? Come they not hence either of your lusts that war in your what? See, you know, I'm not talking about church members. It means our members of our body. That is that those members that we don't control, I can't control. Because you remember the previous chapter dealt with the what? The tongue. Can't tame it, but you're going to control it. You understand what I'm saying? But he's simply saying here that when you can't make decisions, or you can't decide what you're going to do. If you're not willing to grow. See, constantly there are wars going on between the spirit and the flesh. Now, I go even a little further. Even when you decide to submit. Am I right? To resist, to draw, to humble, in order to be lifted up. Still, that devil still works. And there's a war between the what? The flesh and the spirit. See what I'm saying, and y'all looked at me funny when I made that comment last few minutes ago about my aunt. Some of y'all looked at me and said, "Mighty, you didn't, yeah, that's not right." Well, it was a choice that I had to make. The flesh was telling me, well, you should have been there. The island man said, you should have been there. My sister said, you should have been there. But that's what they say. Now, my knowledge, my transformation was telling me, no, I didn't need to be there. But based on what I knew, spirituality override the flesh. But it had to be what? Some what? In order for it to make that proper what? Now, if all was there was flesh, well, I would have did, hey, Freddie, could you speak to handle my class? But see, that wasn't the point. The point was that we have a command to work out our salvation with what? See, God going to hold me responsible for what decision I make. Not what you make, but what I make. But there going to be wars. See, that going to be, it makes no difference. You remember the devil when he went to Jesus? Amen. Jesus had to make a decision because he took up on high mountain. He said, if you do what I do, I'll give you all this. Am I right? He looked at him, he said, because Jesus had an name for 40 days and 40 nights, didn't he? He lived out being the Son of God, commanding these stones to be turned to what? Why? Because he was homeless. But he had to put the word. Man shall not live by what? Bread alone. So what I'm saying is there's gonna be conflicts in our life. But because of that knowledge and because of that glorification process that we all go through, the spirit gonna win or the flesh gonna win. But whatever's the strongest. And most Christians, that's the reason why Jesus says there's only gonna be a few. Most Christians do not take time to do what they need to do, that is to guard their spirituality. Because guess what? In 52 weeks from now, there's going to be a few people that do it every week. Everybody ain't going to finish. Some of you are going to start. Some of you even hadn't started. I'm just telling you the truth. But they're going to drop off like flies. You know why? Because, see, it's like Paul says. I want to go to Galatians. I want to show you what he says here. And then we're going to come back. Hold on, brother. First, I know you want to hear something. But go to Galatians. See, in Galatians. Galatians 5:7. He said, you're running well. But who or what? And I need to underline that word hinder. See, a lot of us got too many hindrances in our lives. Because see, the devil know the game plan. He said, I'm going to stop that part. I don't want you to do that. Because see, can you imagine what the devil is saying? Man, it's harder dealing with him now. But can you imagine what it would be like in a year? If everybody did what I asked they do, I'm sure not going to have some what. Birmingham already messed up. Am I right? But it would be something else. See? And that's the point that a lot of people just don't see. We have too many hindrances in our life. And see, what we have to do, and I say it all the time, through examination, 2 Corinthians 13:5, we fail, we're just so busy that we don't take time just to look at our life. That is, what hindered me? What stopped me? Why did I sin? Who caused me to sin? Where was I at? I mean, when did I do it? Why? You need to ask those questions because see, you ain't going to get rid of it until you know the reason why. You may say, I repent. Or you may stand up and make a confession. Well, what good is that going to do if you don't stop the problem? You got to get rid of it. And then you got to know what caused the problem. Because that's a reason. You just don't do things without a reason. Do you? Am I right? You get angry, it got to be for a reason. Somebody got to make you angry, am I right? You may be somewhere where you ain't got no business being. Am I right? But see, you need to write those things down. But most people, once you write them down, you say, no. No, I can't get rid of this. I need this. I got to go here. And the devil know, as long as you say you got to do, he got you where he wants you. Because see, he know you ain't going to never change. And when you don't never change, see, you'll never be able to make that transformation to know, to get the power to know, in order to be that glorification. To have life, eternal life. That is, see, it begins when you're born again, right? See, a newborn baby desires sense of the middle of the word that you may grow up by. And then it's a growing process. And you get good and you get good and you get good and good and good and good and good until you get wiser and you get wiser and you get wiser until you're older sisters and you're older men. See, the church don't have older sisters no more. We were talking about that the other day. See, Sister Robinson and Sister Gertrude, they'll come up to you. I remember a long time ago when sisters caught you chewing gum in church. That's all they do. Y'all remember that? You remember that? What you did? Spit off in that handkerchief, didn't you? Because you just didn't do that. Am I right? You come to church with all your back out and arms out. They'll come up and tell you, oh, sister, you naked. Am I right? So the Robin got on me by my yellow coat. Preachers don't wear yellow coats, man. You ever wear dark brown, dark blue? I got angry when she said it, but I ain't wear it no more. Not the church. Am I right? Didn't she do it, Cousin? So the Robin would tell your sister, she said, that dress, that's too short. Your knees are showing. I know y'all looking at me and say, well, I'm glad they ain't here. But see, that's a maturity level. And the Bible talk about the older sister take care of the word. The older brother take care of the word. But see, you can't very well teach others when you just like them. You hadn't reached that growing process. See, now, see, back then they might not couldn't read. They might have been ignorant. They might not couldn't put together no resume. Baby, they knew right from wrong. Am I right? And that's the purpose of the church. How can you gonna be mad with somebody when they try and tell you right? I mean, how come you gonna be mad with somebody when they trying to help you? No, you don't want that because you wanna do what you wanna do. But the main thing, you know what? You ain't got no power. See, when you ain't got no power, anything gonna happen. When the word of God is not in you, anything gonna happen. And that's what the problem with the world today. That's the reason why the devil has built any kind of church you want. See, because see what the church doing now is to satisfy what people want versus what God wants. I mean, you got big churches, you got prosperity churches, you got little churches. You got laughing churches, you got charismatic churches, you got non-charismatic churches. You got all kind of different churches. You got churches that jump. You got churches, well, maybe, that say, well, just come as you are. I mean, preacher preaching tennis shoes. It ain't about what you wear. Just come as you are. See? But see, what the devil is doing, he's using that tool to draw. Because see, that's what you're looking for. Here, people say, I'm looking for a church on what you're looking for. I want to see what kind of youth program they got. I want to see what kind of young adults program. We had people leave here. Well, I'm going over here because they got more of a senior group. It shouldn't make no difference. You should be asking, is the word of God being preached? Amen. Make no difference how old you are. The only thing we're going to do here is preach the word. Amen. We don't do nothing else. Amen. You can be 15 or you can be 100. Amen. I think the Bible said, be thy faithful unto what? As long as you breathe, it makes no difference. How old you may be. But see, people don't understand that unless that power, that's what he's talking about here. He said, I want you to have life because, see, I came to do what he sent me for. And the hour has come. Now, this hour has come that now this power that I'm going to give you, going to give me the right to glorify him because I did what he told me to do, right? And because of that, he going to glorify me, right? Because I'm going to build a church, right? And once that church get established, we're going to glorify him when we do his will. Does that make sense? And that's what you should see. It's the only way it's going to be. But it comes with this word right here, knowledge. But you ain't going to be wise unless you're knowledgeable. You just can't do it if you're not knowledgeable. See, that's the reason why. See, people in different churches can bebop, even in the Church of Christ. They can bass, or they have groups singing and all that stuff. Because, see, most of the people, you hear me when I say Ephesians 5:19, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 13:15, 1 Corinthians 14:15, most of these people that go to that church can't give you one scripture to ask why we use instrumental music. So when some some sophisticated preacher or some preacher who can maybe sound good or can sing good or make you feel good through emotion, amen, get up there and give something to you, you can say, yeah, that's right. It's your ear. You know why? Because, see, they don't know. Then, Brother Frazier, when I get up and say, well, it's wrong, they look at me and say, well, our lives against everything. He's so dogmatic. Frazier, you still there with old crazy ass? Because I stand on truth. See, that brother called me, and he went to Romans 15, and he said, brother, what that word law mean? I said, hold on 1 minute. And I went to it and I read it. I said, what that got to do with it? He said, that's the reason that they give over there at Southwest. That's the reason why they clap. I said, number one, how can he tell them to do that when it violates all those scriptures that I told you about? Because, see, I already told you how you wanted to what? Do it, right? But, see, if nobody had that knowledge, see, everybody gonna say, man, he know he preached. He told us how we can have, man, come on. You better study for yourself. Okay? Okay,